Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Saturday the 20th of February, episode number 759. Apologies, I've got loads on today, absolute tons. Dreaming, you know your life's gone when you're dreaming. I dream, I'm quite a vivid dreamer. I used to dream of sort of walking along the beach, the white sand going through your toes, nice holidays in the Maldives or whatever it may be. And last night I'm dreaming of Excel. All night long I dreamt of Excel. Something wrong with me. Absolutely something wrong with me. Chrissy, you've got a lot to answer for, son. That's how bad life gets when you're dreaming of Excel. Sam yesterday, I triggered you all, didn't I? Sam yesterday, she made some scones, and she does do it to keep me fat because of my Clooney-esque looks. She's so worried that other women are going to come up to me in the street that she tries to keep me on the fat side so that it puts them off. That's what she does it for. But I put the old picture on Twitter. I just thought, I'll do it on purpose, a little poke. I thought this will stir a few, and sure enough, we found out Dave's going to be holding his head in his hands now as we lose another swathe of people from the FTS bet slip, because we have got a lot of numpties who have absolutely no idea whatsoever about how do we even eat food. I mean, absolute, almost unbelievable. It is. It's just almost, well, I don't even know what to say about some of the people. Some of the people who I had down as being half intelligent, and they're absolutely thick as mincers. Absolute mincers. We've got this flipping the jam or cream first debate come out, and it is quite simple. You put the jam on first, then you put the cream, and then we get the idiots coming out. Do you butter your toast? Do you put the marmalade on first? Right, butter is a spread. It's very simple. Butter is a spread. That is what it is. Cream, never been a spread. Cream is for dolloping. The perfect verbiage. Put your jam on. Jam is a spread. You spread jam on your bread and butter. You spread your jam on. You dollop your cream on. Simple, then eat. Absolute numpty. I mean, the stuff coming out, honestly, do you put your marmalade on your toast first? And then the quant gambler who does take the gold medal, I don't know the guy, I hope he's got a sense of humour, but he has definitely takes the gold medal. I mean, I don't even know what he's talking about. Honestly, it's, he said, as someone who lived in Devon, you should know better. Do you put the sauce on toast before the cheese too? What are you on about, man? What are you waffling about? Stick to your goals, models, because that is not... Firstly, what's the sauce got to do with it? Where do you ever have sauce? Cheese on toast, son, that's what it is. Get your toast out, thin layer of butter, put some cheese on, whack it under the grill. You might want to put some tomatoes on it. I quite like mackerel fillets with a bit of cheese on toast. Put the mackerel fillets on the cheese. Sauce doesn't come into it. Where's the sauce involved in it? There's no sauce involved in cheese on toast, son. Get yourself out. I don't even know what you're talking about. Do you put the sauce on toast before the cheese? Numpties. Honestly, you've all got to go off and educate yourselves. It's a very simple process. Make a lovely scone. Don't buy them because they're all dry and crap. Make a lovely scone. Very simple. There. Get yourself some raspberry jam. No other flavour. Got to be raspberry. Spread the jam on because jam is a spreadable. Dollop your cream on. Shove it in the old gob with a cup of tea. Job done. Honestly, triggered a few absolute numpties. And then, of course, you come and go... well, 58, there was a big poll, 58% of people agreed with me. Oh, well, 58% of people are wrong. Just imagine if we said that about Brexit, they'd be throwing chairs around the rooms, wouldn't they? You can't have it one way or the other. It's what you lot want. You're all weird. And all the Northerners got involved with their gravy and... Oh, you're all fucking weird. That's basically it. I've got a bunch of... I've somehow attracted a bunch of fucking weirdos. So that was that. And how did the sandwich poll? All this started, I did the scone. Sam made a nice little lunch and we were discussing sandwiches. What's your favourite sandwich? I said, well, let's ask the crowd. I knew 101, the mint choc chip, was coming out, but I can't even find the sandwich poll now. Where's the sandwich poll? How's it going? Here we go. The best sandwich. We had a choice of tuna and cucumber. Prawn Mary Rose, which was Sam's. 12.9%, lowest of the lot. Cheese. strong look, strong making cheese, just plain cheese in it. Just isn't it just lovely? If you're having a nice bowl of soup, a nice just plain cheese sandwich, plenty of thick cheese in it, decent bread, beautiful. But my favourite is the beef and English mustard. Somebody then said, where do you put the English mustard? Well, where do you think you put it? You put it on the beef, son. Dollop again. Get the teaspoon, dollop it on. Get it so you got enough on that it goes up the old schnoz and gives you a bit of aggro. That's what you want. Beef and English mustard. I don't know if anybody's buttering their bread with the mustard. They need help. That is a nice technique for the cheese on toast. You can do your toast, take the mustard, butter it, then put your cheese on top, then put some onion on that, and then sprinkle it with Worcestershire sauce, and then whack it under the grill. That is beautiful. You just get that little hint of mustard at the end. But if you're having a beef and mustard sandwich, no butter in the mustard on the bread. Pathetic. Get the beef in there, nice thick chunks, dollop the mustard on. Clotted cream, dolloped. Mustard, dolloped. Nowhere on the packets does it say spread. You can buy Lurpak spreadable butter. You can't buy Rodders spreadable. Sort yourselves out. Right, we've spent 6 minutes talking about food. It's not what you come here for, is it? I'm getting better at this, aren't I? We had old waffling on about Ruby yesterday. That's 3 mentions on the spin. That's hat trick, Ruby. Right, where are we at? Let's give you some football. Come on, let's give you some football and then sod off. I've got loads on today. Lots to do. Where's that? There. Right. Here we go. So much football on, isn't it? It is good, but it's just busy. Right. Late first half goal, 12 o'clock kickoff. St. Pauli versus Darmstadt. If it's 0-0, 30 minutes onwards, get involved. St. Pauli, Darmstadt, fill your boots job. Fill your boots. Late first half goal at, is it Millwall? Yeah, Millwall. I might have got that wrong, sorry. MK Dons, read the wrong line. MK Dons, Northampton, late first half goal, fill the boots job. Fucking losing it, and I'm losing it, dreaming of Excel, talking to people about cream. The game's gone. You don't get this anywhere else when you tune into all them boring fuckers who want to talk about in your gambling spreadsheet what your algorithm should say. Fuck off. Let's just have a bit of cheese on toast and scones, hey? Taking it to the next level. And fucking alien. Late first half goal at Niort versus Pau. Niort Pau, French League 2, 6 o'clock kickoff. Late first half goal and a late first half goal in the old bottom of the table clash in the Premier League. Fulham, Sheffield United. Could be a tight old battle, but we're going to see a late goal 70 minutes onwards. Fulham, Sheffield United, as long as there hasn't been a goal in the second half already, get involved. Another fill your boots job. Put them all in a trebles. Yankees, whatever. It's all coming in today. I've just got a feeling we're going to absolutely knock the nuts out of it. I've got to be happy today, and because tomorrow's going to be miserable because we've got them stupid carpet mob. I'm dreading it. Right, have a lovely Saturday. I don't want to hear any of nonsense. If people can't even talk proper sense to me from now on, I just don't want to hear it. This putting your cream on first. It's just, how can you spread jam on cream? Absolutely ridiculous. Nonsense. People need help. Try it my way. I promise you, change your life. Right, that's me done. I'm out of here. I will speak to you all tomorrow. I'll have a look at the golf and see where we're at.